Today we're going to one of the most famous stories in the Bible to meet a young boy, his small meal that made a huge impact. Let's turn to your Bible to John 6 and Jesus feeding 5,000 people. So have you ever been in a really huge crowd, maybe sitting at a game or at a school and felt like nobody noticed you? Well, in this story, thousands of people follow Jesus. They've watched Jesus heal the sick. They've heard him teach. The crowd is far away from everything in a remote place close to the Sea of Galilee. Nobody is looking for a kid. And it's now getting late in the afternoon. The sun is hot. The bugs flying around and they're getting annoying. The crowd is hungry and Jesus turns to his disciples and asks, "Where shall we buy bread for all these people to eat?" Well, the disciples start to think, they count, they start to worry. Thousands of hungry people sitting down in the grass on the mountainside. There are just too many people and there is just not enough food. Then Andrew, one of the disciples, says in verse 9, "Here is a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" That statement, "here is a boy," is an important moment. Just a small boy in a big crowd. We don't know the boy's name. There's no introduction. He's somebody who offers his leftover meal of some bread and fish. He could have stayed quiet. He could have held on to his food. He's just one kid in a crowd of thousands. Yet the boy gives what he has to Jesus. Jesus gives thanks, and the disciples start to hand out the food. And the food keeps going and going and going. There's more and more bread. There's more and more fish until everybody eats. In fact, the Bible says that everyone had as much as they wanted, and there were 12 baskets leftovers. The kid almost nobody noticed was part of a miracle that now everybody sees. So here's the good news. The boy didn't make the miracle happen. Jesus did. Jesus saw the need. Jesus had the power. Jesus multiplied the small gift. The boy was part of the miracle because he gave his small gift. As you move into this week, what if you're not as invisible as you think? What if your kindness, your courage, your help is exactly what Jesus wants to use at school with your friends or at home with your family? Remember that these small gifts can make a big difference because of who Jesus is. Let me encourage you to offer your small gifts for the big miracle of Jesus each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.